B-Pod Studios.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Travis Lakin's active in the bullpen. You're right about Brazier. He's off. Home run and a walk. Allen hitting 087. It's a high fly ball to right. That one down into the corner, and that ball is out of here. It is gone for a two-run homer.
You got to be kidding me.
And he has tied the ball game. Brazier comes on and gives up two home runs and walks a man, and it's 5-5. Allen getting well under 100.
Shocking.
His first home run. Goodness gracious.
Yep, hitting well under 100. Not the Mendoza line. I'm not even sure the 100 line has a name. It doesn't.
So they played the Indians, right?
Under 100. Yeah, give that a name for it.
Who was the guy?
What's the 100 line going to be called in baseball? Can we give that a name?
Allen hitting 087.
Let's call it the Allen line. Let's call it the Allen line.
There you go.
Let's call it the Allen line. He's hitting under the Allen line at 087. And Ryan Brazzers out there on the mound.
I don't know who scored the go-ahead run.
I'll tell you what, Brazzers, at this rate, your kid doesn't have to worry about missing school in October. He's gonna go to school for all of October this year.
He didn't get out. Right?
His education is going to be first this year.
He didn't get it out.
You mentioned earlier Tomasi on TV called it the worst loss of the year for the Red Sox, as I did earlier in the show. I found someone else who's doing that. Matt McCarthy, 98.5thesportshub.com.
McTakey
writes, the Red Sox suffered what was easily their worst loss of 2019, giving up five runs in the ninth inning en route to a 7-5 loss to the Cleveland Indians.
Whoever took the lead that was rounding third for Cleveland, I saw it in the highlights this morning, he's looking back, and you see him getting waved in from the third base coach. He's laughing the entire time he's going around the base.
He's laughing?
They're laughing.
They're literally laughing in your face.
Because nobody was in the ballpark, so it had to be surreal. My God, we came back.
There were 87 fans in the ballpark, and the guy at the plate was batting 087. That's how the night went, and Ryan Brazier was on the mound. And Greg Allen, who entered the game batting 091 by
getting
the time.
Getting well under 100.
Well under 100. Was well under 100. Who by the time he came to bat to face Ryan Brazier was batting 087. He started the night at 091 and then he got down to 087. Yes, that's how it happened. David Price, by the way, started the night and pitched six shutout innings on a night that was cold and damp and miserable, and he goes out and gives his team six shutout innings. After his last time out, he was sick, and he couldn't even really pitch. He was out there for less than an inning, got yanked right away. He allowed three hits over six innings, 96 pitches, 63 for strikes. David Price was really good last night. Goes out, comes back strong under unfavorable conditions, weather-wise. Goes out, pitches well. Gets back to being himself. And then the bullpen completely implodes again. You've got to be kidding me with this. And the worst part was the Red Sox tacked on two runs in the eighth to extend their lead. They tacked on two in the bottom of the eighth. And they completely blew up. Oh, my God, what a mess. Their bullpen sucks. It absolutely sucks. They're going nowhere with this. And Ryan Brazier, he's not very good. But last year, Ryan Brazier was an anomaly. We're never going to get that again. That's not coming back, ever. It's never going to happen again.
If that's the case, they have to make some moves, and they have to figure something out, and they have to have go-to guys. They have to have guys where you can say, okay, him with the ball in his hands. And you know, you can make a case for maybe a guy or two, but you still need that dedicated, okay.
Why can't you sign Kimbrel?
Who's the setup
You
guy?
Can.
Who's the setup guy who's going to be the closer? Think about that, though. You
Seriously,
need Kimbrel now?
Everybody else
Kimbrel was the guy you didn't trust to take the ball to get the final out in the World Series.
I trust him with a two-run
lead, he's going to be your savior?
Well, at least for the regular season to get there. Then you could, hey, we know everything's off the table. Once you get to the postseason, you could pitch guys differently. But at least you have a freaking closer for the regular season in a crappy league, right? I mean, at what point do you not address it?
They then brought in Travis Lakins, who he came in and he was terrible.
I mean,
too.
We know Tyler Thornburg is bad. He's, Brazzers is bad.
He's not any good.
Brazier.
He's not any good. So it was a bad night all the way around. Bad night. Mookie had a ball that hit his glove on the warning track that ended up scoring the two winning runs for the Cleveland Indians last night as they win 7-5. Wow. Couple of blown saves in there. What a mess. What a mess for the Red Sox. Brutal loss. Brutal loss at home. You had your starter go six innings, six scoreless innings.
Okay, so
at
lucky.
Home.
You're lucky.
And you get five runs, and you tack on a couple of insurance runs in the eighth inning, and you lose the game. Horrible.
Lucky you're off the radar a little bit.
Yeah, you're off the radar. And you know what? It's almost June. It's almost June. You're not in April anymore. You're now into the end of May, and your bullpen is still a dumpster fire. Ryan Brazier's 31 years old. Last year, he, you know, caught on and had one good year.
Sort of peaked, huh?
Right. It's just sort of the way that goes with relievers, right? It's just sort of the nature of that position. Sometimes you get a guy who has a good year and then will have a terrible year. And last year was his one good year. You may never see that again out of him. And the fact that they're thinking that, you know, he's going to return to form. Mm. What form is there? You have a sample size of a year.
All right.
And he's 31. They're in trouble.
You don't think he figured it out last year?
No, you don't all of a sudden figure it out at that age. Like, you just had a good year.
They're waiting for Jackie Bradley.
You had a good year.
31-year-old.
You hit some good luck. You hit some good stretches.
It's going to come around.
That's not who you are. You don't all of a sudden figure it out in your 30s. No. You had a good year. And you get some luck along the way.
So you go back, you drop back.
And now you've reverted, is what it is. You've reverted back to what you are.
Yeah. He was pitching in Japan, guys. But he was pitching in the minor leagues in Japan, not in the majors in Japan.
He's a Japanese minor leaguer, all right. Is what he is.
I mean,
what's his war right now, Jim? What's his war?
0.1.
0.1. Do you know what that means? You could take any replacement-level player, which is a, you know, 4A guy, off the street and plug him in, and you will get the same results as Ryan Brazier. You can literally take any guy, any professional pitcher off the street, plug him in, you get the same thing. There's no value in it. He's not very good.
So here you are. It's June. And when's the last time we mentioned the Yankees on the show?
It's been a while.
It's been since. You know when it was?
First week of the season.
The opening 2 weeks of the season. Because the Red Sox were on that West Coast trip.
It's been a while.
And they were struggling. They looked terrible on the West Coast trip. And your only saving grace was, well, the Yankees are struggling too. But the Yankees had all those injuries. And now you sit here and look at it. Yankees are up 6.5. 6.5. You took another game back last night. I mean, Say you don't win that series that's coming up. You're asking to have a chance to be 7.5, potentially 8 back by the end of the month. Not end of the month, but mid-season. I mean, mid-month, mid-season. They could be in a world of trouble. But really? And the rest of the division sucks. The rest of the American League sucks. It's basically, what, a 4-3 team race? I mean, come on. What if you go and you sign Craig Kimbrel? You could have a closer for the regular season.
I mean, it would help.
You would at least mentally feel better than what you have now.
It would certainly help.
What, are you going to keep this thing going?
There is news as it relates to Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final that will be played tonight at the Garden. Report out of St. Louis, out of the St. Louis Writers. This from Jeremy Rutherford. Just pull up the tweet, if you don't mind. Give me one moment here. He reports hearing that Robert Thomas will not play in Game 2 tonight for the St. Louis Blues.
Uh-oh.
St. Louis Blues writer.
It wasn't impactful at all. He
covers the Athletic for the he covers the Blues for the Athletic in St. Louis.
He go cuckoo for cuckoo bird.
Uh-oh. That is what he is hearing. We will talk more about that. Get back to your calls. Red Sox and Blues calls. And also, the latest on Kyrie Irving. Yeah, more rumors on that front, too. We'll get to that coming up. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street. Sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand. It's the Stanley Cup Finals on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
What's the latest on Kyrie?
The latest that I've heard is that it's between Brooklyn and the Lakers.
Wow!
And I've heard that the Lakers and Kobe Bryant... Now, Kobe told me, or indicated to me, that he was not involved. That he was, hey, that's their deal. I'm not part of it. But I was told in the last 24 hours, Kobe has been busy recruiting Kyrie in particular to try to get him to the Lakers. Now, everything that I've heard, I would still expect that Kyrie is is going to go to Brooklyn. That's the odds-on favorite.
Because he grew up in Jersey, like the Nets.
And if we're going to continue our real estate, he just bought a place in South Orange.
Okay. So.
That is Rick Bucher on with Colin Cowherd on The Herd, FS1. He's got Kyrie Irving going to the Nets, saying the Nets are the odds-on favorite. And that he just bought a place in Jersey, and that, as you heard Colin Cowherd say, him having grown up in Jersey, being a Nets guy growing up, that's where he wants to go. Who the hell would want to go play for the Nets?
I don't know.
Really?
I think that would be the worst thing from a look perspective.
Oh, I want to go play for the Nets.
Seriously. I think number one is for him to go to the Knicks. Two would be the Lakers. Three would be there. Now, meaning that he would be not coming to Boston. Boston would be obviously the best thing for him to do. I think if he stayed here, got the max, got all the money that he could make, and tried to revive it and play himself back into the good graces, that would be pretty impressive. I think it's difficult for him to go to the Lakers, but if he goes to the Lakers, people say, oh, it killed your legacy. I think it takes more balls to go to the Lakers than it does the two New York teams. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
For him to tuck tail a little and go back and play with LeBron and be second fiddle, but still, you know what? I want to win.
Oh, you mean it takes balls to look bad because it's going to look bad?
I think it takes more guts to go to Lakers than anywhere else. The easy thing for him to do is go to two New York teams.
No.
If you go to the Brooklyn,
I don't think it's easy to go to the New York teams because if you go, well, here's the thing.
If you go to the Knicks, it's you and Durant, right?
Yeah.
That's where he should go. That's where he should go. If you really want to turn something around, but you get a guy like Durant to go with you, and you know he's going.
If he goes to the Nets, he's going alone.
That's why I think it would be
weird.
What
are you doing?
You're choosing to go New York because technically you want to play in New York, but you want to play in the outskirts, and it's going to be your team, but expectations really aren't going to be high for you there. Like when he came to Boston, your expectations are at
I think you're right. I think there's something to that, though.
If he goes to the Nets,
he walks through the door.
He's checking out.
It's his team, and there's no real expectations for him.
I'm just going to go play ball there. I'm going to do my stuff in New York. I can still get in the city, do my next movie. I got all those other interests. I could sell stuff. But it's not like you're playing for the Knicks. When you go to New York, you play for the Knicks, and you play for the Giants, man. You know, those are two big things.
Right, and if he goes to the Knicks with Durant, as much as the Knicks fans would just be thrilled to have them, that would run out at some point.
Yeah,
right. At some point, the Knicks fans would say, "Oh, okay, we've got the both of you now. Start winning."
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that honeymoon period would end. It might be a year, it might be 2 years, but at some point, it would come to an end.
Sure,
it wouldn't last forever.
No, because you're on now.
Where's the pressure with the Nets? There's
zero there. I think that would be the
I think it's a horrible look if he goes to the Nets.
People say he's gutless if he goes to the Lakers. I completely disagree. I think it's more difficult. I think it's gutless if he just picks the Nets. You want to go play for Brooklyn where there's supposedly the Knights, your mascot?
He will fade
good
to
tradition.
He will fade to oblivion if he goes to the Nets. Like, What? You're going to the Nets for what?
I call it chicken bleep if you go to the Nets. Chicken bleep. That's chicken bleep if you go to the Nets. You want to show some balls? Go to the Knicks. I'm going to turn the Knicks around with Durant. Or go to the Lakers. Those two teams take balls.
But that's the latest. He's buying property in Jersey, and he's odds on favorite.
Now, South Orange, is there a South Orange jersey, or is that South Orange County in California they're talking about? And, you know, he was seen eating lunch out there with LeBron and company, right? And all those guys were out there, Westbrook. So if you're hanging out there, maybe he's living out west too now. I don't know.
No, it's Jersey.
Oh, it is Jersey. Yeah, thanks, Jim.
It's New Jersey.
That's what Rick Bucher just said, yeah.
Okay, he said South Orange.
Yeah, no, Orange, right near Newark.
Okay.
Yeah, right by Seton Hall.
Eesh.
Right in that area, right?
What do you think about the Kobe recruiting
right across,
him heavily, though?
That's a right across from nice place to settle, huh, Hardy? Eesh. It's right outside Newark. I don't know.
It's west of Newark. It's not
You know what I mean? But, I mean, if you got all this money, you're not saying, hey, I'm going to go settle there. You know what I mean? You're going to buy a house in Florida or buy a house out west.
Yeah, and I saw that, Jim, about the Kobe recruiting him. So what? I mean...
Didn't Magic try and recruit him, too?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Isn't LeBron going to try and recruit him, too?
I mean, that's Tatum's guy.
But at the end of the day...
That's a good point.
These guys are going to, you know, play where they want to play, regardless of how they are recruited there. Who's there? How much am I getting paid? What are my chances to win? Now, the Nets thing seems weird, because the chance to win there is non-existent.
He shows a couple houses in Orange, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since he thinks it's... Freaking Newark.
Yeah, what are you on, Zillow?
What kind of neighborhood do you think that is? You think you could afford that neighborhood?
Nope,
I didn't think so.
I could cut the grass there.
Yeah. What do you think?
I could probably mulch the place.
Do you think that's Kyrie or an NBA superstar speed right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are some nice houses.
Jesus.
That is some nice stonework, isn't it?
Wow, too much.
Can you imagine the light bill in that place? Forget it. I wouldn't live there.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Not bad, though. I mean, not too outrageous. What's this? Oh, this one's only $6.3 million. It's affordable.
Yeah, it's probably three zone heating. You got to change that. You got to change three filters. Forget it. I'm not doing that.
Look at this one. Only 8 bedrooms, 10 bath.
Oh, my 6.3. God.
Oh, the price, though, is from 2013. The market's gone up since then.
The bottles are...
This $6.3 million listing price was in 2013. That's 6 years ago.
The bottles of hand soap alone are going to kill you.
Yeah.
You better buy
in bulk. You better go to BJ's for that.
Then you got to buy the replacement things. And you got to walk around with that, like, plastic thing.
And how do you get it?
And pour it
How do you get it in the hole?
It's like that cap. It's like, do I press it?
How do you get it down in the hole?
It bends the hole
do
like
Do I twist
bag.
And then press it down?
Right. Now you got... Hold it. No, just hold it. Hold it with two hands.
Why don't you roll a piece of paper up like a megaphone and put it in there?
Oh, you got to walk around with a funnel refilling the hand soap in all 8 bathrooms. Forget
it. Go to your calls. Ricky in East Boston. Ricky. Paper.
Not doing it.
Ricky, you there?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Ricky.
Bud. Yeah, I got my intake on the Red Sox and this whole bullpen situation we got going on.
Hmm. Well, let's hear it.
So, why are we not re-signing Kimbrel at this point? We've seen Brazier blow up a couple times right now. We've seen everyone else tank 2-3-run leads late in the game. Kimbrel's
sitting
there waiting for
the
call.
Yeah, Kimbrel would be a good option.
Kimbrel would help.
He's not doing anything.
30
That's something we haven't talked about.
Anthony is in Medford. Anthony.
Yeah, that was embarrassed. That was by far their worst loss. I mean, with a guy up that makes Jackie Bradley look like the Triple Crown winner, I mean, it's crazy. Brazier, he throws a straight fastball. Last year, he was lucky. What, like you guys said, what was he, in the minor leagues of Japan? I knew Japan.
Japanese minor leaguer. He's a Japanese minor leaguer.
Right, and he had a good year last year, but he surprised people. This year, he's horrible. I mean, I was thinking, guys, right, well, when they tapped on those two runs, they figured out, why if they keep the one run, then they'll have to bring in their real closer. And then I thought, they don't have a real closer. That's right. So, I mean, and then what was the guy after him? Laskins. He couldn't even throw a strike, Beal. That was horrible.
He walked Carlos Santana on 4 pitches.
And who mentioned? He was right. It was a Joe that mentioned. Somebody mentioned a Heidi that the guy was laughing. I seen that rounding the bases. He was
laughing. You're getting laughed at.
Yeah, there was what 80 people left in the park.
It's like Bad News Bears. You know what that is? Lead. Yeah, you know what it is? It's like the end of a bad kids game that you sat through. You know, you're only in the fourth inning, and some kid dribbles one off his foot. Next thing you know, they're clearing the base.
Well under 100.
The kids are laughing, running.
Well under 100.
Laughing. Like, they didn't believe it was happening. Like,
oh, 87.
He just blew it.
Oh, 87.
This guy sucks. He just gave up two home runs and he walked the guy. He hadn't even gotten out yet. They're still rounding the bases. Yeah, fun.
Allen getting well under 100.
Yeah. Hey, do that in a month. Do it a month from now. See how much you're talked about. Oh.
Like, I bet Allen, despite hitting 087 here in the major leagues in the United States, I bet he could get one of those contracts for $7 million over in the Japanese professional leagues.
Yeah.
Allen hitting 087.
Uh-huh. But I bet he could look into those deals that they're offering over there in Japan.
They might have to call Wally Blackman in to give a pep speech or something and start screaming at him. You Allen, mother bleepers.
Not
this
good
is
at
the show.
Not good at hitting baseballs. Here's a high fly ball.
Stan has something. Stan in Medfield has something on players buying homes in Jersey. Stan.
Hey, guys. So you guys seem to be speculating a little bit because they're going to buy property possibly in Jersey, that would mean that they would be going to the Nets. The Barclays Center and Madison Square Garden are 5 miles apart from each other. I know with New York City traffic, that means maybe 30 minutes, but you can't sit there and speculate. Come on, stop doing that. Like,
well, no, it means that in fact he's actually Nets or Knicks. It could mean either one.
We didn't specify which team.
It just doesn't make them want to go to the Nets more because they're buying in Jersey.
It's an odd place, or it could be the Knicks. It could be either New York team. It could be the Knicks, too.
I'm just saying it's an odd place to settle.
Like, who said favoring the Nets?
Who said that?
The report.
Oh, we didn't say that, though.
No, we
just means New York. It just means New York.
No, NBA insider Rick Bucher said that, the guy who talks to people.
Not Zoe Beto and Hardy. Yeah. Jim.
Take it up with Bucher. Call him.
Matter of you guys starting a rumor.
Don't call me.
Facts-based.
It means that he's buying a giant home in New Jersey, in northern New Jersey, close to New York City. What does that mean? He's doing that. Probably means he's taking a job there.
Yeah. That probably means you're going to be.
If he was buying a giant home in Lexington, what will we say about it?
Oh, he's coming back to the
Celtics. Oh, he's coming back to the Celtics.
Now, schools are good.
Stop spreading
great
rumors.
Schools. Nice town.
Yeah.
Didn't KG live out there? That's why I dropped that town. I think that's where KG lived.
Ray was in Wellesley.
Is that right? 617-779-0985. Hardy has the headlines with a report out of St. Louis, really out of Boston, but a St. Louis writer about the availability of one of the Blues for tonight's game, that is. He's got that here, and we're right back from the Star Market broadcast booth, that Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street, where we are with Bud Light today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light, Zolak, and Bertrand, on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight at TD Garden. We are at the Boston Sports Grill in our Star Market broadcast booth with Bud Light today. So if Robert Thomas does not play in tonight's game, and we assume he will not play based on that report.
What, St. Louis going to call 911 like Montreal did? Pacioretty?
I was going to say, are we going to start hearing the cries about Torrey Krug's hit? Are we going to start hearing that?
Yeah, sure.
Will there be that from the St. Louis side of things?
Why wouldn't there be? Especially if you get down 2-0. Even more so.
So it happened with about 10 and a half minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, 3-2 game.
Did Thomas skate again after that? I don't know the answer to that question. I guess I didn't pay close enough attention.
I thought he did.
I thought he did, too.
I thought he did.
Hey, this could be a multitude of things.
He didn't leave the game.
People are going to think head, you know, head injury, taking a hit. No, this could be, remember Gronkowski, when he got hit by Earl Thomas, you get hit, it's like a wall, you crack your sternum. You could dislodge something inside. It could be a collapsed lung. You could have breathing issues. Could be collarbone. Could be your neck out of alignment. Could be a million things. I thought he skated after that. I thought he finished the game. Could have woke up with something, feeling something funny.
Bruised. Badly bruised.
Yeah.
Near his head, chest, neck area, Artie.
Breast. Bruised about the breast, neck, chest, and head. It's not right. Too bad.
Not too bad. But
it's not like he's a horse and you have to shoot him.
So man. Thomas was a question mark for Monday, apparently. I'm reading the story from Sunday saying that he didn't practice fully on Sunday. They expect him to play on Monday in game one.
Right. So he's the latest here from Stephen. So
that'd really feel good.
Stephen Wino.
Wino.
Who is a
AP guy, right?
AP hockey writer. Yeah. Very good Beatle. And by the way, he hasn't been doing these morning skates. So that part isn't new. But Wino says, no Robert Thomas at Blues morning skate, not expected to play tonight.
Yeah, Elliot Friedman says not expected to play as well.
Means either Robbie Fabry is in, or maybe 7D of Vince Dunn is ready. So,
okay.
Now we have two reports saying not expected to play tonight.
Okay. And he was not again at the skate this morning. So we'll see what happens. But we'll see if it's blamed on the hit by Krug or not.
Tom said he didn't skate after that.
Okay, he did not. So
it was 10:20 something left in the third, right? That was his last shift.
Okay, that was his last shift. He didn't make it back onto the ice. So he didn't skate again. All right, so that's going to be the blame. That's what they're going to blame. They're going to blame that Krug hit.
Yeah, not impactful.
Well, again, impactful big picture, though, in this series.
Yes,
and here it is.
Massive.
Here it's going to show up when you may have knocked the guy out of not only this game, but future games as well. Keith is in Rentham on it. Hey, Keith.
Hi, guys. Good morning. What's up?
What's going on?
So, Lake Pearl, homie. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Holmes?
How you
cold
doing,
day
man?
For the lake. Cold day for the lake.
It's rippling. It's nice out here. Come on now.
Oh, nice.
Hey, I got a question. What's that?
You got fish in it yet?
There should be. Yeah, it should be that time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I haven't hooked up anything yet, but we'll see. On the crew kit. Now, you guys remember probably back in the 2011 finals, Aaron Rome for the Canucks took out Horton and knocked him out. It was a knockout blow, knocked him out for the rest of the series.
Yep.
And that kind of, to me, that kind of turned that series around.
Yeah.
Bruins obviously took the next 4 out of 5, and obviously know what happened.
Horton became your official water pour, right? He would take the water and squirt it on the ice.
The ice from Boston up to Vancouver.
Yeah.
So that kind of pissed the Bruins off. So I'm thinking, you know, it wasn't a knockout blow, Krug, but apparently now it was, because this guy's not going to play. So you think maybe as it pissed off the Bruins in 11, this might get the Blues pumped up and actually work in their favor? I mean, hopefully not, but, I mean, who knows?
It could. I mean, it could work that way. We'll find out tonight, and I think one of the things we watch for tonight, guys, out of the gate is, do the Blues take a run at Krug right out of the gate? And you'll know. I mean, you'll see it. If they take a run at Krug, how much real estate do the Bruins have in their head? And how much of a mental sort of impact has this had on that team between games 1 and 2?
I'd be surprised if they do.
You know, I would say the difference between the Rome hit in the 2011 series where Nathan Horton got knocked out, and man, just that scene, just that scary, scary hit, was the fact that Nathan Horton got hit with an elbow to the face coming across the blue line. I mean, that was borderline. I mean, it was a dirty play, right? There was nothing dirty about Krug's play. It wasn't a cheap shot.
No.
Body to body. It wasn't a headshot.
Good clean hit.
It was a headshot that Aaron Rome put on Nathan Horton. That's why the Bruins were so pissed. I mean, if the Blues are pissed right now, what are they mad about? What are they legitimately mad about? What's their gripe?
I'd be more mad that I blew a
He hit me too hard?
A 2-goal lead.
He hit me? Is that what's their case?
They don't have one.
What is Bennington's case there yesterday? What is he griping about? That's what I don't understand.
Who's he elbowing?
What is he mad about? Torrey Krug stared at him? That he went so far as to say that I think the guy might be on something? Why are you even talking about it?
That and he was on something.
That I don't understand. Like, why is the goalie yesterday? Bennington's. Binghamton.
He's trying to make it funny.
Benny boy. Well, why is he even spending time talking about it?
Brubaker.
What?
Yeah, it was more of a stare. I don't know. His pupils were pretty big. I don't know if he's on something, but, you know, he was pretty fired up. It was a big hit, big play, and...
Why are you talking about this?
I think he meant to say, like,
why are you going that
really
far? Why are you getting this detailed? Yeah, it was a big play, but, you know, big plays happen this time of year.
I just
end of story.
Yeah, and I'd be surprised if they do anything retaliatory tonight because it's not 2011. Game has changed a lot in the last 9 years. It's a different type of NHL.
I don't mean retaliatory in terms of dirty hit or dirty player fights. I'm just saying.
Well, take a run at him.
Yeah, but you could take a run at a guy cleanly, can't you?
Yeah, but how often does that even happen anymore? Even taking a clean run at a guy. We always want it. We always expect it. And, you know, doesn't seem to happen all that much.
I don't know.
Anymore.
I think you could make it a point of emphasis if you're them. Krug gets near the puck, level him as many times as we can. Anytime Krug touches the puck, you go after him.
But you're doing that anyway.
Krug will get booed when he goes there. Like, boo, every time he touches the puck.
But it'll sound like Krug, so.
Yeah, so it'll be great.
Yeah, it's gonna just be confusing.
That's really effective on players, by the way. Oh, my God, they're saying my name. I just remember that with Drew. I'm like, man, they're booing you. You suck. No, they're seeing Drew.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, Benihana there needs to.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Birmingham needs to bounce back in this game. Gave up 3 goals the other night.
Yeah. 34 saves. I think he had 34 saves.
He needs to have a bounce back game. How does he respond?
I'll see. Look at that McAvoy goal.
The McAvoy goal. We look at it as like, wow, great goal, McAvoy. If it were Tuukka that gave up that goal.
Oh, killing him.
Tip. You got to glove that. What are you doing?
Do you know what? You know, I think he expected, and I think you look at that goal. McAvoy just sort of takes it himself and says, "Okay, I'll just score the goal myself. Thank you very much." It was almost as if St. Louis were the entire team. The Blues were just expecting him to pass the puck.
Yeah,
he sees the opening and just takes the shot, and they all just were like, "Oh,
yeah,
you know." Oh, yo, didn't see that one coming.
It's not a shot you generally take. No traffic in front of the net.
Right.
Just one-on-one with a goalie from that point. Oh, no, what's the point of taking the shot there? Well, we found out.
We found out. Yep. That's exactly right. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We'll get back at it with your calls coming up as we get ready for Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final at TD Garden tonight. We're coming to you live from the Boston Sports Grill on Canal Street, just steps from the Garden. We're here in the Star Market broadcast booth.
I'd take the tea tonight if you're coming to the game.
I would
not
too.
A lot of parking.
A
down
serious
here,
recommendation today.
Not
I got
a lot of
I got to the show late today for the cluster that it was getting down here. Very busy part of town these days.
No parking
anywhere.
Anywhere. Not anywhere. Even at the Garden right now.
The Garden garage was full, and they were not allowing anybody in.
That'll be good for the game tonight.
So, yes. All right, we'll get back at it next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Stanley Cup Finals. Zolak and Bertrand from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill are the only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
David Pastrnak talking about board games yesterday. you hear this?
I did.
I know T and R were having some fun with this earlier today. Why don't we have a listen to David Pastrnak?
Sure. What was a board game that you played for 7 hours on your birthday?
It's kind of like Monopoly, but you have horses, you buy horses, and obviously then you buy the... So that you have, you know, it's the same thing like Monopoly, but it's with the horses, and then you can bet on the other horses as well. So it's a long game.
So I'm looking at it right now. Was he playing a Horsopoly?
No, it's not. Someone actually sent TNR. TNR retweeted the picture of it today.
Okay.
Of the game.
Because there is a game called Horsopoly.
It's not an American game that he was playing.
You buy the horse.
Monopoly.
Monopoly, I like to eat that after I eat the Stromboli. And then we play Monopoly.
Monopoly?
Right. It's called Doshtigi Saski.
No.
Yes, it is. This is the game.
Doshtigi.
That's the game.
Doshtigi Saski.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
So you
horse Monopoly.
You collect the horses, and then sometimes you have to put them down based on injury to the paw, the foot.
Third one died 9 days in Santa Ana.
Right.
So you were on that, pal.
So you can land on property to buy a horse, or you can land on property to buy a white tent.
It looks like there is a translated version called Betting on Horses.
Just yes.
An English issue of it.
But it's not enough to buy horses.
That's called straight betting on horses is the name of it.
You also have to collect bolt gun as you make your way around the board. You have to collect big syringe in order to inject the horse to kill it once it hurts the hoof.
But gun to kill horse.
It's a bolt gun.
Bolt gun.
So he spent 7 hours on his birthday playing a board game.
Yeah. Sounds like a hoot.
This guy is...
Better that than going out for dinner and slipping and falling
down.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't think he's going to hurt his thumb rolling a couple of dice. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? What's the name of it, Beetle?
Betting on Horses is the translation.
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Pushki and Tushki.
It's
Doshki.
I can't say it.
Doshki.
Dostoevsky.
Dosti Saski.
Christos Neste.
Dosti Saski.
It's called Snoopy and Prickly Pete. Those are the two best horses you can collect around board.
I didn't feel that with this guy. Because the butcher of the English language, and I used to know this guy from Holland. And when he started to start speaking a little English, and he just didn't have the quite...
Who is this guy that you knew?
Just a former relative. He's no longer in the family. But he
Pause.
He had no grasp.
How's he no longer in the family? Through death or disown?
Sister-in-law's ex. Husbands.
Your sister-in-law's ex-husband.
Yeah. And he had no grasp of or the intensity of one swear word to another to where he would throw the F and the C word together and use the word of a female prostitute and combine those. To just verbally assault people that would come to the door, like the knocking of the door salesman people, like, you get out of here, you effing, you effing lady salesman of sex, you know, and I'll call you the C word on top of it. And I'm like, no. It's just swearing. No, a swear word's a swear.
That's a Girl Scout.
Those are piercing words. Those are attention getters.
We like those cookies.
That's not saying, like, get the hell out of my horse. Get the hell out of my house, you know. Yeah.
Those people understand there are certain ones you reserve for extreme cases.
The game of Monopoly. Yeah. Yeah, those are just, he was using them every day. Like, that's, you stop at the words.
You don't use that when an ice cube falls out of the maker onto the floor. You don't call that the effing lady of the night.
Right.
Anatomy word.
You. No. Yeah.
Right, that's like, oh, damn. And said he's dropping
on yeah. OS, right.
Oh, like, MF. MFC.
C, mother bleeper, you.
It's an ice cube. It'll actually melt. It's fine. Just leave it
just
down
water.
There.
It's okay.
The dog will get it. The dog loves them.
Dogs don't. Dogs hate ice cubes.
What are you talking about?
Your dog eats ice cubes?
Oh, my God. She loves the crunch water.
My dog.
Loves the crunch water.
My dog
it's her favorite thing.
Cooked carrots.
Okay.
Gotta cook them soft and keep them chilled. That's soft. Only eat the hard ones.
What's the last board game you played?
Monopoly.
No, does Trouble count as a board
sure,
game?
Sure. Yeah,
I played Trouble with the kids.
Yeah. I mean,
Trouble's good.
Battleship
yeah.
we played. Kerplunk 2 nights ago. I mean, that's the same thing. It's not
if
a board.
If you count Trouble as a board game.
I'd go Jenga.
I'd play Connect Four and Trouble are in the rotation right now. But Trouble's not real. Connect Four is not really a board
Chutes
game.
And Ladders?
Yeah.
Candyland?
Yeah. Candyland.
Candyland is in the rotation these days.
I wonder how many board games of Candyland have sold over the years. It's like the quintessential gift for a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Early birthday gift.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets
Candyland.
Everybody gets Candyland.
Chutes and Ladders, for sure.
Yep. Scrabble.
Battleship, very.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.